You have lots of questions. I do. I know last week was a big week for me. There was this story, I think maybe if you saw it on Thursday or heard it, the Greenland shark was announced to be the oldest living vertebrae on the planet. It could live to be up to 400 years old. And we knew today we were having the CEO of Curiosity, at Curiosity.com. It's an app you can download for your iPhone, your smartphone, or Android. And so I immediately went on there, and guess what? There was a lot of information about this shark. They had already done a piece on it. And that's really what it is. It's a lot of questions that are being answered by this app.
Ever wondered what the Northern Lights look like from space? Or who'd win this race? Curious how music affects the brain? A 40-foot giant squid? That's insane! Maybe you want to learn something new, like what is deja vu? The world's best learning experiences. Curiosity.com. Never stop learning.
Never stop learning. Gabe Vahofsky is the CEO of Curiosity. Curiosity's been around for a while, but it has really started to hit its own now and is expanding. And Gabe is in the Allstate CEO spotlight today. Gabe, good morning. First, I guess I start with all of our CEOs by asking them what it is that gets them up in the morning and what drives them to be a CEO.
You know, I think like many entrepreneurs, I like to build things. I like to see things come from the ground up. And in the case of the business I'm building now, Curiosity, I love the idea of engaging consumers. You know, it's really rewarding to work on a feature, work with the team to build the tech, work with the content team to create the content, and then see the reward come in the form of engagement and people sending you nice things and good comments and lots of shares. And so there is definitely a positive reinforcement that comes from seeing it work.
You have a couple of really cool things in your background. The name of your company, first of all, kind of speaks to what you're doing, Curiosity.
Yeah.
And you come from Discovery.
Yeah.
Two big things. Is that a coincidence?
You know, it's funny. It's a career path that I didn't seek out. It kind of found me. And to add to that, prior to Discovery, I was at How Stuff Works. You know, so I've kind of had this funny trajectory of being involved in companies that really satiate some sense of curiosity, and land on the one I'm building on my own here, being named Curiosity, feels pretty appropriate. But I think I definitely consider myself a genuinely curious person, and I'm a father of three kids, and since I've had them, I've witnessed curiosity in a version that I've never seen before becoming a parent. So it's further support for my career path.
And that's a good point that you bring up there. Is that a big lots of CEOs have muses. They have people who have influenced their career. Do your kids do that for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the underlying things that drove me to do this, so I was at Discovery as an executive vice president, pretty meaningful job. I was enjoying it, learning a ton, large company, started having kids, and couldn't help but be fascinated by the things they'd ask. And I think every parent has these stories. And I kept wondering, when did I stop being like that? When did I stop caring about why the sky was blue or what do ants do in the winter and all these crazy things my kids ask me? I'm like, when did I stop wanting to know those things? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what led me to build Curiosity. I kind of felt like as adults, when do we become so engrossed in our daily lives, our occupations, our hobbies, you know, the needs of our lives that tangential things just don't matter to us anymore. And to kids, there is no such thing as a tangential thing.
Yeah. And even as adults, too, if you find that place in your life where you're always curious, there's always something to learn. As a journalist every day, I learn something. I'm curious about everything. And I think this is, for people, it's something that we should never stop being is curious.
Yeah. And that's kind of the cornerstone of what we're doing. I mean, I think if you're honest with yourself about that process, it does require work. I mean, it's, and in some cases, money. I mean, it's a deep investment as a consumer. If you said, hey, I'm a lifelong learner, and that means that you take the time out of your day to seek things that intrigue you, to engage with them deeply, to wrap your mind around them, that process takes time. You know, what's happening that's important? What's the right source? Is it going to work on my device that I happen to have possession of at a given point in time? And so the easier thing to do is simply not engage in that. And if you think of other industries, look how easy a variety of brands and tools have made pop culture to be accessed, or sports, or news, you know, or finance. I mean, you know, you can go down the list and look at, you know, all these industries that have made impulsive consumption of their content really simple. And when we built Curiosity, we kind of looked at the space and said, you know, no one's really done that for high quality nonfiction content that has a legitimate capacity to exchange knowledge. No one's really made it really easy to impulsively engage in a short form manner. I mean, granted, you can take courses, you can sign up for classes, you can be on a webinar, you can watch a 15-minute TED Talk. Those things require a fair degree of commitment. But to log in, pop open an app, look at something, know it's going to be good, know it's going to make you wonder, you know, something more about it, and then have a satiating 3 to 5 minute experience, we feel like that's pretty novel. But it's to your point, like you, I think myself and the folks that work with me on this project have that desire of like it feels pretty darn good to be curious and then, you know, satiate that curiosity.
We'll continue our conversation with Gabe Vahovsky, the CEO of Curiosity.com, the app. You can find it at Curiosity with the word dot spelled out com.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. 521, our Allstate CEO Spotlight today features Gabe Vahovsky, the CEO of Curiosity.com, the app on iPhone and Android. And Gabe is with us this morning talking about the app. Gabe, if you could tell us, give us for radio, obviously, a sense of what we see when we go to the app or go to the webpage.
And so if you went to the app and it's downloadable both in Android and iOS, simple search of Curiosity, you'll find it. The experience initiates with a graphic image. We call it a smart graphic or a smart meme. And it's essentially an image, and it is, we like to think it has 3 dimensions. There's something very particular you're looking at. So we have really rich graphics. We have really exceptional designers. There's integrated fact. And then there's kind of an implicit call to action that suggests to you the next step to learn more about this. So, you know, that, and we feature 5 topics a day in that format on our app. And the idea is, signal capture for us. So we show you these 5 things, and it's unlikely that all 5 of them are going to pique your curiosity, but it's very likely that as you scroll through one of them, you'll look at it and you'll have that light bulb moment and say, I now need to know about this. I mean, today, case in point, I've taken the train down here, and we have one piece today that speaks to a word origin. And so we all know what deja vu means, and there's an opposite of that. So deja vu is something that you swear you've seen before. There's a jamais vu. That means you see something that should be very familiar to you, but you have no idea what it is. Mm-hmm. And so we have this really simple graphic that explains that concept, and it's hard to not be intrigued by that. It's hard to not be, you know, tell me more about that. What's the origin of that? Or I've experienced that. And that's kind of what leads people down to saying, click, let me learn a little bit more. Let me read a little bit about it. Let me watch a little bit about it. Let me share it with a friend. Let me repost it on my Facebook. And that's effectively how our business is growing.
Who's the target for this? Everyone? And how do you make money?
So the target, we like to think of it more in terms of psychographic rather than demographic. So we didn't really go out and say, this is our age bracket. We just kind of feel like lifelong learners. And if I were to say it's a bell curve, the middle of the bell curve is largely millennial. So kind of your 18 to 35 is the bulk of our users. But we tail off in both directions. We have a surprising number of folks that, you know, you can maybe characterize as baby boomers or empty nesting baby boomers that have newfound time on their hands and recognize the value of keeping themselves intellectually stimulated. They like to use the product. We do pretty well with teachers and schools and kids. And for example, with my 3 kids, this is kind of our bedtime routine: is get out the Curiosity app, flip through, find one thing that resonates with the kids, and spend 5 minutes with it. And there's my bedtime story. So pretty broad ranging, but I would say millennial as the core target. In terms of how we make money, we're working with brands who have interesting stories to tell. So you can imagine a scenario where, let's just say you're Under Armour, and you have this great new fabric technology that claims to allow your body to cool itself faster than it could without this fabric. Mm-hmm. And so as a consumer, that could evoke curiosity, and you could be thinking, hey, does this shirt really drop my body temperature? And we could explain that concept to you and say, yes, it does. And it has this wicking technology. And so you're now learning about this concept of the human body having a threshold of temperature, at which point you just shut down. And with the right fabrics, with the right hydration, perhaps you can avoid reaching that point. And so in that context, we allow consumers to engage a brand in a very authentic manner. So it's not an ad. We're not putting in 30-second spots. We're not doing banner ads. The way that we're working with brands is we're looking to integrate brands as storytellers. That's a very natural part of the Curiosity experience.
Because every brand does have a story to tell. I mean, that's what they're doing in that 30
stories.
Seconds.
Yeah. You know, and I think most brands are, they feel constrained when publishers and, you know, traditional media likes to put their stories in a container and say, make it 30, make it 15, make it a banner, make it a print ad. when in fact some stories just don't lend themselves to being templatized like that. And so we like this opportunity, and that story could be heritage. That story could be their innovation. That story could be the extraordinary things they're doing with sustainability. So we're, you know, we're ironically being somewhat selective. You know, I think as a young company, any business is good business, but we are being very intentional, and right now our main focus as a business is reaching out to brands, CMOs, and folks that work in communications departments, and saying there's an exciting new way for you all to tell stories. And if you think about that, stories are how we remember things as human beings. I mean, stories are extraordinarily powerful. And so if you're a brand and, you know, you tell consumers this interesting story about your brand, your product, your people, the next time somebody sees you on a shelf or sees your ad or considers buying, you know, a product in your category, they're going to remember that story. You know, and that's kind of the, to me, the holy grail of marketing is how do you get your brand to be remembered. So we think this branded storytelling opportunity could be pretty large for us.
And for the millennials, the loyalty to a brand is important, and I can't think of a better way to build that loyalty than to have that story. And also you're sort of attacking this notion of intrusive advertising on the web that people absolutely hate.
Yeah, and that, you know, that, and that's something that, you know, we talk about a lot. And when's the last time that, you know, you enjoyed a pre-roll ad? You know, or a banner ad for that matter, or how fast you run for the skip ad button when it's made available to you. And so those are all trends that they're kind of factual, and we all recognize them, maybe anecdotally, but that seems to be the soup du jour, and that's just kind of how you, that's the way you play online. And we like the idea of challenging that status quo and saying, in the right context, a brand doesn't have to be an advertiser. A brand could actually be a knowledge partner. You know, so if you're learning about some concept related to 3D printing and how revolutionary it is, and how at some point in our near future, the next time we need a thing, we just print it. And that's really fascinating you. There should be something there from HP, who's investing billions of dollars into 3D printing. There should be something there from, you know, Dremel, who is building an in-classroom at-home 3D printing module. There should be something there from these brands. There's few entities on the planet investing more time and more thought into that concept than these companies. And so why not have them be part of your learning experience in the right context?
We continue our conversation with Gabe Vahofsky after the bell. We'll hear more about what's coming up for Chicago's Curiosity app at curiosity.com. We'll post a full podcast of our online discussion later this morning at WGNradio.com. CEO Spotlight sponsored by Allstate. It's curiosity.com CEO Gabe Vahofsky. Curiosity makes you smart. Get informed with 5 new amazing topics delivered daily.